Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, have you been wronged? Has somebody done something hurtful to you and you're mad? Are you bitter or angry because of someone who's gone out of their way to make your life miserable? I have. And let me tell you, we're going to talk about a hard thing this week. Forgiveness. Okay, it's easier to forgive someone who comes up to you and says, "Hey, I'm sorry. Can you please forgive me?" It might be difficult, but you can do it, right? They're penitent, their heart's in the right place. You might initially just want to say no and give them all the reasons why. But knowing that their heart is softened and they are sorry, it makes it easier to forgive. I'm not going to talk about that today. I'm talking about the unforgivable one. Like the one where they want you to be miserable. They want you to be unhappy. They want you to be bitter, angry, and mad because they are, and they want to hurt you. Have you been in that kind of relationship or friendship or dynamic in a workplace where someone just has it out for you? And they're cruel and mean? And they go out of their way to make your life miserable? How can you forgive people like that? Retaliate. I mean, you have all the reason. If you presented it before a court, they would be guilty on all accounts of being a super douche. Like, horrible, mean, nasty, guilty. You don't need to forgive them. But guess what? We do need to forgive them. Why? Number one, it's a commandment. God says in Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 9 and 10, "Wherefore I say unto you, that ye ought to forgive one another. For he that forgiveth not his brother his trespasses standeth condemned before the Lord. For there remaineth in him the greater sin. I, the Lord, will forgive whom I will forgive, but of you it is required to forgive all men." That's hard. That is so hard, especially when they don't want to be forgiven. They want you to be mad. That's hard. A parable that I love is these two workers were out in the field. And this snake comes up and bites them both. And it's venomous, poisonous snake. The one grabs the shovel and he's angry. He's mad and he wants to go get that snake. So the snake slithers off into the grass. And the one runs after him and is just going to give him back what he is due. And the other worker stops, goes and immediately seeks help for the antidote to a poison, right? And he survives. The other one, the infection grows and festers and pesters and it infiltrates his system. Right? Well, that is what it's like when we don't forgive somebody. Forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for us. It helps you sleep so much better at night when you don't have that anger, bitterness, hurt, and deep sorrow in your soul. When you can give that up to God, God is the antidote. God is that magic cure for that venom, that poisonous venom that is coursing through your veins that it's hard to get rid of. You can't. I've been in that situation. I've been in a relationship where I have been so sad and betrayed and hurt. And it took me months of praying to God to have those feelings of my heart, that forgiveness to seep into the cracks. Our heart needs to be soft. And in order to do that, we have to pray. We have to read the Bible. We have to try to soften our hearts to let that antidote in. Because if we harden our hearts, then let that venom work and pester, we're only ruining and affecting our own life. That snake doesn't care if you go get better or if you sit there and try to hunt after it. There's going to be snakes in our life. But we need to learn what we need to do to get better. We can't have that. Their actions control us. And I learned, I don't want to be miserable. I want to sleep at night and not be so bitter and angry and hurt, especially if someone doesn't say sorry. It's hard. How do you have closure on that? How do you have peace when they don't care? They actually want you to be hurt and they want you to suffer. We want to take our power back, right? We want to take our life back. You want to be in control of your life. You don't want to let their poison affect you. And there's nothing worse that's going to affect their outlook, especially if you have someone that's mean and nasty that doesn't want you to be happy, is if you're happy anyway. Because guess what? No matter what anybody does to you, you control how you feel. You control your actions. You control your thoughts and you control your heart. If it's hard for you right now to do that, pray to God. He will help you. I know that He's softened my heart. He's helped me let go of anger, hurt, heartache, desperation, and bitterness, and helped me feel so much better. Do you need His help? Do you need to forgive somebody? Do you want to forgive somebody? Sometimes we don't, and that's okay too. But we need to. It is required of us to forgive others. Okay, what's going to happen to those people who are mean and nasty? Well, guess what? God says He's going to take care of them. It's in the Book of Mormon, Mormon chapter 8, verse 20, and it says, "Judgment is mine, saith the Lord, and vengeance is mine also, and I will repay." So guess what? The big man is in control. The big man knows the bites that people give. The big man knows how to take care of that. And in my life, that gives me peace and comfort and hope that it's like, it's not my job. If they're unrepentant, if they're not sorry, that's okay. God's going to work it out. But I don't want this poison to poison my life. We also need to learn our lesson, okay? Some people think that, oh, I've forgiven them and they've said sorry and then they've done something again. And then I need to forgive them and say sorry. And then I need to still be around them and hang out with them and be their friend. But guess what? You're not required to be around toxic, mean, horrible people. You can separate yourself from that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with not playing with a snake because you know it's going to bite. All right? You need to walk away sometimes with relationships and certain people that are toxic in your life that aren't good for you, that you know that they're going to hurt you and be mean. Why put yourself out there? Why play with fire when you know it's going to burn you? So you can forgive that person. You know what they are. They've made it apparent that they have done these hurtful things, but you are not a bad person if you separate yourself and surround yourself with people that love you and care about you. That's a good space and place to be in. You have control, hopefully, most of the time, of your environment too. And it's way better to sleep at night and be forgiven and forgive others, because when we know we forgive others, God will forgive us. And are we perfect? No. Highly imperfect. And especially as a mom, I feel like I'm asking my kids to forgive me a lot for where I fall short. And now as a single mom, it's easier to be upset and flustered and frustrated and, oh, I'm sorry, I need to act better. I could have said that nicer. Please forgive me. And I get peace at night knowing that I'm trying my best to forgive others. And I hope that those that I offend can forgive me as well. Forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. And remember, don't forget, no matter what, to put on your forgiving big girl pants.